46. International Markets. Dialogue 1. Now that the economy in the United States has taken a downturn, I'd better reevaluate some of my stock options.
Why would what's going on in the USA affect your stocks here in China?
We live in a globalized society. The stock market is truly international. It operates in nearly every country in the world. So you can see, what's happening in one part of the world will most certainly affect other parts of the world.
I thought we had our own market here.
Well, within each country there are individual stock exchanges. You may be familiar with some of the names, like NASDAQ, S&P, FTSE, NYSE, Euronext, and many more. They're all interrelated to a certain degree.
So, how can you keep track of it all? If you want to keep a close watch on how your stocks are doing, do you have to watch all those markets?
Not necessarily. But it's not a walk in the park to keep track of your investments. Doing well requires continual research on all the major stock markets. You compare their value based on current book to price, cash flow to price, earnings to price, average dividend yield, return on equity, and cash flow return. You can develop a pretty good strategy for investment by comparing each of the major stock markets' history in these areas.
Sounds really complicated.
Yeah, well, that's why most people hire brokers to do it for them. Dialogue 2. What's the world market looking like these days?
There was strong performance at the beginning of the year, but the upward trend was followed by a moderate pullback. As of late, global equities are resuming their previous uptrend.
That's good news. What kind of stats do you have to support that?
Well, the MSCI index went up 2.2% in U.S. dollars, for one thing.
What about the euro side of things?
The advancement was about 0.7% in euros. The most marked increase was in the first quarter. There was a gain of 6.6% in U.S. dollars and 3.9% in euros. In total, over the last 15 months, MSCI index has gained nearly 17% in U.S. dollars and 32% in euros.
So that would be good for the investments you already hold, right?
Yeah, no matter where you are, all investments are doing well. All major markets rose last month.
Which ones were doing the best?
The best performing markets last month were Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Coming in last were Spain and Italy.